Linda Remsburg is with us this morning, and she's a youth development associate and here to talk about the UP Service Awards. So good morning. Welcome.
Hi.
And the UP Service Awards, we've talked about it a little bit with Ann, but now you guys are really making sure that you want to make sure that people know about it, and the deadlines for getting people nominated are coming. So what is happening?
Yeah, well, this is the second annual UP Service Awards, and they are to recognize the outstanding efforts of volunteers across the entire UP, and we hope that those people's stories will inspire others to serve as well. Right now, we're asking for nominations. The nominations are open until June 1st. That is the deadline. So,
who would be someone you would be looking for? Give us a general idea of what, who might fit into that category.
There are so many volunteers out there. And we actually have several nomination categories.
Okay.
So we're looking for people. We're looking for youth. Those would be 21 years of age and under, and volunteers who just are, you know, who are reliable. They're there for nonprofits when they need them. Those people that are out there doing good things all the time and don't always get a whole lot of recognition. So we've got the youth category, adults 21 to 54, seniors 55 and older. Also, there's a volunteer program award, and that would be for schools, nonprofit organizations, service clubs, faith-based organizations, etc. And then there's also a business community leader award, which is for for-profit organizations, businesses that go above and beyond.
You said it's the second one, so giving it a try. The idea just, I'm assuming, had to just have it be an opportunity to say thank you, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what we want to do.
And how has the response been with the second one now? I mean, last year and everything, kind of a new thing. What are folks saying?
Well, it went really well last year. We had 40 to 50 nominations from all over the UP. And yeah, it went over real well. The nominations are starting to come in now, and we expect that they'll pick up here in the last couple weeks while the nominations are open.
Well, this really drives home the point, too, and the importance of volunteerism, because we are in a state economically, and I don't want to go into the whole thing with that where we are, but, you know, service groups and organizations need that extra help. And it's amazing to me, it always has been, how willing people are to really jump forward and use their talents and their services on a volunteer basis.
Yeah, they are. And I think we especially see it here in the UP. You know, historically, people have stepped up to the plate when needed. And as you mentioned, you know, Michigan needs it now more than ever. You know, nonprofits just rely on that volunteer help so much. They just couldn't get done what they need to get done without it.
Linda Remsburg with us this morning, a youth development associate, talking about the UP Service Awards, the Volunteer Service Awards. And you have several categories with this, nonprofits and for-profits and individuals. One other one that has you have sort of recognized as sort of coordinating groups as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have a category called the Volunteer Connect Award, and it's really to recognize nonprofits that have used very effectively and successfully upvolunteer.org, which is a website that nonprofits can go to and post their volunteer opportunities, their volunteer needs. And then volunteers can go on this site and actually search for different volunteer opportunities that match their interests and you know, their location, where they're at and such. So it's a really cool tool for the nonprofits and volunteers both to use, and we just want to get the word out about that and recognize those organizations that are using that very effectively.
That website again was what?
It's upvolunteer.org.
Relatively new development?
No, we've been around for a couple of years now. And in fact, we have 235 organizations from throughout the UP that are on the site, and almost 600 volunteers have registered with it. So there are obviously a lot of volunteers that are looking for opportunities. And right now there are about 150 different opportunities to volunteer listed there.
I got to ask you this, because the grand majority of people who are willing to volunteer are just doing so to do so. They're not looking for recognition. You know what I mean? It's like, was it kind of interesting last year when you came out with the first awards? Was there almost a hesitancy with some people? Because when you volunteer, a lot of the times you're just doing it because you want to do it. You want to help. You're not looking for recognition. Is that an interesting contrast in some ways?
Yeah, I think you're right that people don't go into it for the recognition. But yeah, it's really nice to be thanked.
Right.
It is nice to be recognized. And the other part of that is that we hope that when people hear the stories of the volunteers doing these wonderful and very needed things, that it will inspire others to serve as well.
So let's, I guess, make the pitch one more time. How can folks volunteer, or I guess not volunteer, but nominate someone, a volunteer service award, or find out more about it, or either for groups or agencies?
Well, the easiest way is to go to the Great Lakes Center for Youth Development's website, and we have an online nomination form there, or you can also download a printable form that you can send back to us. But the address is glcyd.org.
And your various categories are which that you're looking for?
Youth, adult, senior, the Business Community Leader Award, which is for for-profit organizations that have volunteer efforts, Volunteer Program Award, and then the Volunteer Connect for organizations that use upvolunteer.org.
And as she mentioned, you can hit the website, which is glcyd.org. And if you missed any of that, we will post it. I was going to say you will post it to our blog. I don't do a damn thing on that blog. I'm sorry, don't.
He's relatively computer literate.
I got to be honest with you. I don't do a thing on that blog. That's you.
I know.
But it's markandwalt.com, and all the information will be posted there later on this morning.
Yeah, I should say, too, that people can call our office if they're not online. The number is 228-8919, or they can stop in at our office, which is at the former Vandenboom Elementary School out in Marquette Township.
Linda Remsburg with us this morning, a Youth Development Associate, Great Lakes Center for Youth Development update for this morning. Thanks for your time, and let's get a few
Thank
people
you.
Nominated.
Absolutely.